Penguin Audio presents Confessions of a Jane Austen Addict by Lori Vera Rigler. Read by Orla Cassidy. Till this moment, I never knew myself. Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Why is it so dark in here? And that smell like dried lavender mixed with ammonia. A door thrown open, curtains thrust aside noisily. I squint in the harsh light. A stout woman with black hair and a messy upsweep unlatches a window while a scowling older man hisses orders. The woman ducks her head and shrinks into her shoulders as if to hide from the man's voice. Who are these people? And what's with those outfits? The woman's dress is long and drab with a large white apron down to the floor. The man's suit and vest look like cast-offs from the Merchant Ivory costume department. Even his glasses are vintage. But that's the least of it. This is clearly not my room. My nose wrinkles at the ripe smell of unwashed body, and I realize that the man and the woman are standing at the foot of my bed, staring at me. Am I the source of that smell? Is that why they're looking at me? Apparently, I am having a dream, and a highly olfactory one at that. Strange, though. I can't recall ever having been aware of dreaming during the dream itself. Lucid dreaming, that's what Frank called it. Claimed he used to have them all the time when he was seeing some Jungian therapist. Why are they looking at me like that? Miss Mansfield, are you awake? It's the man who's speaking to me, moving toward the bed as he does.